For a second time this week, we're reporting from Hungary and the subject of media independence. Now, since the ruling Fidesz party came to power in 2010, they've established a loyal public media that's generally supportive of government policy. But in recent years, the private media sector has also become more heavily dominated by pro-government media outlets at the expense of independence. Our Eastern Europe reporter Liam Nolan spoke to independent journalists and media experts in Budapest and sends us this report.
We have to print our weekly newspaper in Bratislava, in Slovakia, because in Hungary we couldn't find any printing house which is quite brave to print the Magyar Hang.
Zsombor Zsorzsi is the editor-in-chief of a Hungarian weekly newspaper called Magyar Hang, which means Hungarian voice in English. The liberal conservative paper employs about 35 journalists and is funded almost entirely through subscriptions. Each week, its writers take Hungary's ruling Fidesz party to task on its record in government. However, Zsombor and his reporters have very little contact with government officials.
They don't let us into the governmental press conferences. Mostly they don't answer for our questions, which we send by mail.
Sometimes government officials do reply, but the response is always similar, says the paper's political reporter, Eniko Albert.
Even if we send our request well in advance, there are no seats, the room is full, etc. There are different problems why we are not allowed to attend. It's very difficult to work as a journalist in this environment.
The Hungarian government's internal communications office, which handles press inquiries, did not reply to email questions about the country's media sector for this report. Magyar Hang is one of a dwindling number of privately owned media outlets that reports critically on government policies in Hungary. A study in 2022 by Mertek Media Monitoring, a Hungarian watchdog, found that independent media in Hungary accounted for 21% of net revenues in the media sector. Public media and pro-government media accounted for more than 75% of net revenues.
Akkor ez egy nagy veszteség Magyarország számára.
Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orbán and his ministers do give interviews to public media, however. Public service media in Hungary offers a pro-government stance on political issues, such as opposing EU migration quotas and military support for Ukraine. Critics label it as propaganda.
You cannot separate Fidesz and the state. So if we are speaking about Fidesz propaganda, then we are speaking about state propaganda, because the state is serving the interests of the party.
That is Gábor Polyak, a Hungarian media expert and the head of the Department of Communication at Budapest's Eötvös Loránd University.
We have two totally different media systems in Hungary. One of that is this captured media, pro-government media. The other one is very similar to any European media systems with good journalists, independent outlets and editorial teams.
Since 2010, when Fidesz returned to power, many independent media outlets in Hungary have been purchased by companies viewed as sympathetic to the government. In 2018, one such conglomerate bought all of the country's regional papers. And that same year, owners of 8 media companies donated more than 400 media outlets to a new non-profit organisation run by an entrepreneur considered loyal to Fidesz. But not everyone considers Hungary's media landscape to be dominated by the right.
Sadly, Hungary as a communist country came out of communism without any real civil society or strong media. During that time, basically, the right-wing governments had no media whatsoever.
István Kiss is the executive director of the conservative Danube Institute in Budapest. He says that under Hungary's previous socialist governments, during the 2000s, public media favoured the left.
So I would say that in the print media, Fidesz has a slight majority. If I look at TV, I think it's basically 50-50. But if you look at the online media, that's still very much ruled by anti-government or opposition forces.
And that report from RTE's Eastern Europe reporter, Liam Nolan.